From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. Police in Innisfil are investigating an incident after a youth motorcycle rider was injured after crashing into a parked vehicle. According to South Simcoe Police, the incident happened in the area of Mount Batten Avenue just after 10:30 a.m. on Monday morning. The rider of the motorcycle was taken to hospital and remains in stable condition. If you have any dash cam footage or any information on the incident, you are being asked to contact police or to leave a tip on the Crime Stoppers website. South Simcoe Police are warning residents of multiple text scams in circulation right now in towns like Innisfil and Bradford. The first two scams are very similar and focus on driving infractions, whether they be parking or speeding tickets. You will receive a text message with a fake link saying that you must pay this fine. Both towns say that they will never text you to notify you of fines, and all tickets will come in the mail. The third scam is a fraudulent text message from Service Ontario, who also says that they will never text you. If you want to learn more on spotting fraud, you can visit antifraudcenter-centerantifraud.ca. Air travel in Canada could take a hit later this week, as the union that represents over 10,000 Air Canada flight attendants and Air Canada have come to an impasse when it comes to negotiating a new deal between the flight attendants and Air Canada. Yesterday, according to an update from the Canadian Union of Canadian Employees, they rejected an offer to go to arbitration and have a third party solve the contract dispute. Flight attendants are now in legal position to strike as of 12:01 a.m. on Saturday morning, a move which experts say can be devastating to Canada's tourism industry. From the Skywards News Centre, I'm Dan Tashiro.